Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. It was another wild ride for energy last week, with MLPs hitting their lowest level since April 2016 on Tuesday before rebounding later in the week to finish up 1.9%. Along with MLPs, E&Ps traded up 50 basis points, while oil prices lost 1.3% despite positive underlying fundamental data. Regarding that positive data, last week held yet another nice crude inventory report for the U.S., and storage levels dropped 3.3 million barrels versus the average of 1.2 million over the last 5 years. This brings the cumulative draw since the end of Q1 to 72 million barrels compared to an average seasonal reduction of 14 million during this time frame. It was a pretty quiet week on the company news front, but there were a couple of noteworthy items. First, Sempra Energy announced an agreement to acquire an 80% interest in Oncor Delivery, a regulated electric transmission and distribution company. Oncor is the largest T&D provider in the state of Texas, serving 10 million customers, and we think arguably one of the most attractive utility assets in the country. In fact, Sempra is the third company who has attempted to acquire Oncor since the company's parent, Energy Future Holdings, filed for bankruptcy in 2014. Prior suitors, NextEra and Berkshire Hathaway, were unable to get the deal to the finish line due to disagreements on deal terms with regulators and debt holders, respectively. Next up, BHP, the world's largest mining company, announced its intention to sell its Lower 48 producing unconventional assets following pressure from an activist investor. This asset package includes acreage in the Permian, Eagle Ford, Haynesville, and Fayetteville. Sell-side analysts have estimated the value of these assets at $10 billion, and one of our consultants calculated an NPV estimate of over $11.5 billion. Management has laid out various means of divesting the assets, including a spinoff, asset swap, and finally a simple asset sale, which we believe is the most likely outcome. Needless to say, the Permian acreage is expected to draw the most interest, and it's worth noting the Delaware position matches up nicely with Anadarko's Delaware position in our view. If APC were the buyer of the Delaware land, we think it'd be positive for Western Gas since they provide midstream services for APC in the area. I want to finish up with some thoughts on Hurricane Harvey. First, we send our thoughts and prayers to those impacted by the storm. As it relates to energy, the biggest impact is to the refining sector in Houston and Corpus Christi. Between Friday and Sunday, 2.3 million barrels per day, or 30% of domestic capacity, has been shut down due to the storm. Capacity could remain offline for weeks. While there's also some crude and natural gas production shut in, we believe this impact will last days, not weeks. Similarly, some pipelines have been shut down, but we believe the impact will be brief there as well. Bottom line, gasoline prices have already increased 15 cents in the wholesale market since last Monday and may jump further, ultimately impacting prices at the pump. This is a positive for refining margins, but will be offset for those with facilities impacted by the storm. Overall, we don't see a material positive or negative impact to our family of portfolios from the storm. I'll leave it at that for now. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.